Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Justin Zoos has a new title, a new contract as full-time principal at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua. The current assistant principal will succeed Jim Boucher, who is stepping down from his duties as principal after 3 years of serving in a combined principal and administrator post. Boucher will become a part-time administrator as of July 1st. The school board Monday approved a two-year contract with Zoos, signing it Thursday to make it official. The contract goes from July 1st, 2018 through 2020. Zoos will draw an annual salary of $116,000. Scientists say the effects of climate change are being ignored by federal government disaster planners to the potential detriment of millions of Americans. Mark Richardson reports.
Officials in agencies such as the EPA and FEMA, at the request of the Trump administration, have stopped incorporating climate change into their plans for responding to catastrophic events, leaving Americans vulnerable to increasingly intense floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, wildfires, and other disasters. Ed Maybach, director of George Mason University's Center for Climate Change Communication, says he's very concerned how climate change denial is influencing the federal government's planning for future emergencies.
It is putting politics over the health and well-being of the American people.
An analysis by Scientific American finds that terms like climate change, sea level rise, or global warming have been deliberately omitted from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's 2018 strategic plan. Trump administration officials often call the science surrounding climate change either not settled or outright false. Maybach says much of the climate data developed by government agencies over the years has simply disappeared. He considers dropping out of the Paris Climate Accords one of the greatest dangers to the future of Americans and indeed the entire population of the planet.
If we fail to achieve the goal of the Paris Climate Agreement, keeping the warming well under 2 degrees, human health and well-being will suffer for dozens, if not hundreds of generations.
Mark Richardson reporting.
The Marathon County Land Conservation and Zoning Committee has moved the county's proposed sulfide mining ordinance onto the full county board with 4 added recommendations from the State Association of Counties. County Corporation Counsel Scott Corbett says those pieces focus on the municipalities that would be impacted by any mine.
Counties, towns, and other public or other political subdivisions that are involved with mining companies proposing to come in can meet. We can all meet and create what are called local agreements.
Shantae Lassard of Aquila Resources was at the meeting, and she says if her group does go after the deposit in the town of Easton, they intend to be good neighbors.
We want to understand their concerns. We want to consider their concerns. We want to work with them to make sure that if mining occurs in their county, that everybody is on board and happy with what's happening.
The full county board could take up the ordinance as soon as next week at a special meeting, according to Chairman Kurt Gibbs. And a recent report on home sales and prices reflected a statewide tightening of inventories, but an economist says the flip side of the coin could put more people looking for homes. David Clark is an economist with Wisconsin Realtors Association. He says the Federal Reserve has been inching up interest rates to stave off inflation. Potential home buyers enjoyed some of the lowest interest rates on home loans following the Great Recession, but Clark says people thinking about buying a home soon might make the plunge. He says buyers might be thinking if the rates go up too far, they might be priced out of a home.
One of the things that's happened is that sellers and buyers recognize that this is a market that's moving quickly. I think buyers are recognizing that this may be an inconvenient time to buy a home, but it may increase our likelihood of getting in a home.
Clark thinks that might be one reason why there are more interested buyers this winter than last winter, as the prospect of higher interest rates might be moving people to jump into the market now. Wisconsin Realtors Association statistics find nearly 800 homes sold in the 18-county northern region with an average price of $146,000 in January and February. The weather forecast for tonight, there's a winter storm warning until noon on Saturday. Tonight's snow likely, heavy at times. Low around 22, new snow about 4 inches overnight. Saturday snow mixing with rain, becoming all snow afternoon. Patchy blowing snow between 1 and 3 p.m. with a high near 34. And wind gusts could be as high tomorrow as 33 miles an hour and 3 more inches of snow. And then Saturday night, partly cloudy and windy, low around 5. Sunday sunny with a high near 27. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues Friday here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.